You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion. You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
Thank you very much, Recircle. If you haven't checked them out yet on Galatos Street, you should absolutely go and do that. Fantastic secondhand clothing and records, books, all sorts of knickknacks and trinkets and cool bits and pieces. And you can sell your own gears there. You rent a bit of shelf space and they take a small commission. But it's a great way to get rid of some stuff that you want to give new life to. And it's a great way to get some cool stuff that is all contributing to the circular economy. Morena Penny, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Happy birthday for yesterday. How was your birthday?
It was good, thanks. Yeah, pretty chill, but it was good.
Oh, that's good to hear. It's birthday season here at BFM. You and Rick Breeze and Caitlin and all sorts of people are being born. Well done.
Thanks.
We are talking about Bieber this morning, not Justin, but the fashion house. Tell us a wee bit about Bieber, Penny. What is this?
Sure. So the Fashion and Textile Museum in London is holding a retrospective of the Bieber story from 1964 to 1975, and it's actually a label that's always kind of like quite fascinated me. It always shows up in kind of 60s and 70s films. Like the last one would be the one with Freddie Mercury, and his girlfriend goes to the store, and it's actually the store that kind of fascinates me because it was so massive.
Wow.
It was seven stories. And this is like from 1973 to 75, and it was filled with really ornate furniture, and the clothes that were on sale were just kind of like thrown everywhere. They were on racks.
Oh,
and like on coat stands and things like that, and they played really loud music. There were feathered chandeliers. There was a mistress room that sold silk sheets and underwear.
Oh my
they
God.
They had a restaurant slash nightclub called the Rainbow Room at the top. And the ceiling was lit up with colours of the rainbow, and customers sipped tea next to pink flamingos.
I'm sorry, this is amazing.
Insane. I know. How's that financially viable?
The 70s, well, man, that sounds...
Yeah, 73 to 75 probably kind of gives you an idea of what happened. But, like, on a Saturday, they had queues all down the high street, and Twiggy and the Rolling Stones hung out there, and it was, like, super cool. I get flashbacks to Farmers, but that was like nowhere near as cool. But that had the, you know,
like
the cool playground at the top.
Cool Farmers.
Yes.
I feel like no one has ever said that about Bieber before. It's like Farmers if it was really cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, like when you're a kid, you thought Farmers was so cool because you went up the top and there was toadstools and stuff like that.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
Yeah. So that's what it reminds me of, but this is for adults, I guess, and teenagers. So it's kind of, if you think of Mary Quant and how they were quite graphic, like monochrome colours and things like that, the look for Bieber was very kind of floral, patterned, bright colours. Bruised purple was her favourite kind of colour, so there was a lot of purple. And a lot of things like dresses that had matching headscarves and things like that, and lace and feathers. And it was drawing on kind of the 1930s, 40s Art Deco and Art Nouveau. And if you've ever seen the Bieber logo, it's very Art Nouveau. It's like gold, like curly kind of thing. It was started by a woman called Barbara Hulinicki, who had was the daughter of a Polish diplomat who moved to London after World War II, and her father was assassinated, which is really horrible.
Whoa.
And she studied at Brighton College of Art and became a freelance illustrator, like freelance fashion illustrator in the 60s. And then she met her husband with the exciting name of Stephen Fitzsimon, who was an ad exec, and he kind of encouraged her to get into designing. And in 1963, they decided to launch Bieber Postal Boutique, which was a postal order company. And like it went on to sell things like makeup and also pet food and tins of baked beans, that really went like
just totally a bit of everything.
And it's kind of, you know, because it was mail order, it produced sets of stock, but it was low risk because there was no overheads as such,
apart
from like the material and that sort of thing. But in 1964, they had their first major success with a pink gingham sleeveless shift dress and matching headscarf that appeared in the Daily in the Mirror newspaper, and it sold, and it got 17,000 orders just from that ad.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so it was like pretty crazy, and they'd worked out that with a Stephen Fitzsimons had worked out that, you know, women working as secretaries who were earning £10 a week, you know, wanted to spend on other things other than just clothes. So they kind of kept the price point at about a third of that, so £3. And a lot of like very well-known people like Cilla Black, Twiggy, Kathy Gowan, who hosted Ready, Steady, Go on TV, or wore it. Barbara would like create a fast-changing supply of coordinated separates in a variety of colours, which is kind of what kept it popular. And they were very, they were quite fitting on the top of the body and showcased the legs.
Super incredible wide flowy pants is a big Bieber look. I've seen just an amazing one of Twiggy wearing a matching gold lamé turban. Yeah. Sort of like beautiful balloony pirate sleeved shirt and then giant gold lamé pants as well. I'm like, that is a strong look. That's very powerful.
Yeah, like even if you look up Bieber makeup, you go, oh, I've seen that before. You know, like there's a real aesthetic around it as well, like with kind of like blue powdery eyes and red cheeks and red lips.
Oh, yeah,
kind
totally.
Of quite 30s kind of looking. It's interesting though, because the mini came about because the people who were cutting out the fabric didn't lay it out and rest it, and so it shrank. Oh. So that's how they became quite mini. But also what's quite interesting is they were designing clothes for post-war bodies, which were very slim because of the rationing and things like that. So these dresses kind of appeal to that kind of body type, I guess.
Yes, it is very 1970s supermodel glam. You sort of look at it and you don't really see quote-unquote normal women wearing it, if you know what I mean, which I think is different from some of those other labels that were big at the time. I'm just brain blanking. You literally said
like
her name.
Mary Quant.
Yeah. Mary Quant was like obviously super cool and loads of celebrities were wearing it, and you know, people like Twiggy were wearing it, but also you could see a lot of like normal people just in those clothes as well. When you look up Bieber, it's just the height of glamour, and I'm sure normal people were wearing it, but it's not the image necessarily attached to it as such.
Yeah, it kind of, for some reason, it invokes kind of groupie-dom to me. Like, it kind of is like the Rolling Stones of the Mary Quant Beatles or something like that.
Yeah, I do
in
know.
My mind.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It definitely follows the sound of the time as well. That does dovetail neatly into what we are about to play, a little bit of Rolling Stones this morning. Thank you, Penny, for bringing us Bieber. What a fascinating sort of fashion world it is. Highly recommend people do a little Google and have a look at some of those outfits today. Definitely does make you want to invest in something flowy and a little bit more glamorous than...
Well, it's coming back in the Northern Hemisphere.
Ooh, thank you. Hey, have a nice morning, Penny. We will talk to you very soon.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
That is, of course, Get Off My Cloud by the Rolling Stones, picked for us by Penny this morning to go with Bieber, which is B-I-B-A, if you're trying to look it up, the very legendary London fashion house.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.